Got that ball from Thomas. Thomas goes up, shoots. It's in. Keith Thomas drops it in again. Thomas is really hot, 29-22. And the player says the basket does not count. The foul does not count. Nothing counts. The timer's horn was sounding. There's a big discussion here. When the crowd gets to yelling so loud they can't hear the timer's horn for a substitution. Immediately after that last basket by Thomas, the clock was dead. The thing was dead. There was no foul committed, nothing. It'll be Anaconda's ball under their own basket. The referee was unable to hear the timer's horn, which indicated that there was a substitution. So it's Anaconda's ball down under their own basket after that last shot by Keith Thomas.
Let's go, let's go!
I don't know what they're waiting for. I don't believe there is a timeout charged to anybody unless it's charged to the officials. Boy, this game is really getting excited. 29-22, Anaconda out in front. Anaconda plays the ball in. Billings is using a very close man-to-man defense. Roy Morin must have really talked to these boys. Shandor brings the ball down. D'Angelo has come into the ball game. There's a long shot by Shandor. Brings the bucket. No good. Foul called against Olsen for pushing. Foul called against Olsen for pushing. And it's D'Angelo, who is in the ball game for Patch, for Anaconda, will be shooting one shot. There's a shot. It's no good. The ball's tipped out. D'Angelo takes it, shoots. It's no good. Califf takes the rebound, shoots. The basket counts. The basket counts by Califf. And a foul called against Dunaway. Anaconda out in front, 31-22. One foul against Dunaway. Califf's shot is good. Billings brings the ball down. Thomas has it. Passes it to Rothwell. Rothwell over to Burns. Burns dribbles in. Goes up for a shot. It's short. It's no good. And it goes out of bounds. We'll see in a moment. The ball is given to Billings out of bounds. Referee moves the player back. There's Thomas under the basket. And a foul is called on Snedden. Thomas goes to the basket. Underneath, got the ball, went up for a shot, and it's fouled by Snedden. That's Snedden's third foul. It'll be Keith Thomas of Billings shooting two. Anaconda, 10 points out in front, by 32-22. Thomas shooting, used a one-hand push shot. First one is a little bit short, no good. Second shot, in the air. It's good. 32-23, Anaconda. LeClaire comes out with the ball. Foul called against Dunaway. Dunaway coming down the floor. Snedden stopped. Dunaway ran into him. It's a foul. Snedden shooting. That's Dunaway's second foul. It'll be Snedden shooting. One shot. It's in the air. It's no good. And the ball rebound goes to Snedden. He shoots it high. No good. He takes another rebound. Thomas knocks it out of his hand. And the ball is picked up past Alexi Burns. Burns under the basket. Shoots it. Good. It's good. Billings scores. The score is 32-25. Anaconda brings the ball down. There's a pass to Califf. Califf breaks into the hole. Can't shoot. Passes over to D'Angelo. D'Angelo covered by Thomas. Pass back off to Loy LeClaire. And a foul is called against Shandor for tripping. That's the fourth foul on Shandor. Fourth foul on Shandor, and it'll be Rothwell of Billings shooting one shot. The score is 32-25. Anaconda leading. Rothwell shooting. Rothwell shot good. 32-26. You can't count anybody out, can you? And a foul is called against Thomas. If my eyes don't deceive me, Thomas wasn't even in the play. Thomas has gone up to argue with the referee about that foul. That's his fourth one. And it'll be Shandor for Anaconda shooting. Sandorf shoots. It's no good. Stanaway comes up with it. Ball goes out to, finally picked up by Rockwell, gives to Stanaway. Stanaway over to Thomas. Thomas shoots a long one. It's short. Califat comes up with a rebound. And a foul called on. A foul called on Loy LeClair. Foul is called on LeClair. It'll be Lefty Burns of Billings shooting. That's LeClair's third foul. We have a very much of a split crowd tonight. No matter which way the referee calls him, the crowd doesn't like it. There's Burns' shot. It's good. 32 to 27. There's a long pass down to Califat under the basket. And a beautiful drop by Rockwell. Oh, beautiful. Deuce sends Thomas up for a shot. It's no good. Olsen under the basket shoots. And it's no good. And Rockwell tips it in, but a referee's whistle is blown. The basket does not count. And a foul is called on. The foul is called against Loy LeClair. That's four on Loy LeClair. Olsen shooting, I believe, two shots. And Anaconda has called for a timeout. What a pace this is. The scoring isn't high, but these boys certainly travel the court. I'd like to describe that last play. Califat, all by himself, under the basket. Rockwell made a beautiful save, batted the ball out. Burns took it, passed to Thomas, back to Burns, and then back to Thomas under the basket. Thomas shot and missed. Burns shot and missed. Then Olsen shot and was fouled by LeClair. It'll be Olsen shooting, and that was four fouls against Loy LeClair. Sandorf has four. LeClair has four. Sneddon has three. D'Angelo has two. And Califat has two. That's for Anaconda. We have approximately 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter of the ball game. And there's the timer's horn, and we're ready to play ball again.